Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sexual assault is an outrage. It is a crime. That's true for society at large, and if it's happening inside our military, then whoever carries it out is betraying the uniform that they're wearing.
There's President Obama commenting on a new Pentagon report that suggests the rising number of sex abuse cases in the U.S. military is something we ought to be aware about and concerned about. The military sex abuse report is at number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Welcome in to our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 10th of May. Reviewing the top 10 items here determined by the folks at talkers.com. And this week's number 10 item is this report on military sexual abuse. At number 9 on the countdown, the verdict is in on the Jody Arias trial. Talk host Bobby Walsh talking to reporter George Lynn about the way the news media covered this case, especially over the last 4 months or so.
Am I right that the mainstream media, if you watch some channels over the last couple of weeks and months, they would have had you thought this was going to be like a nail-biter. But it is the case up here when we have a story, oftentimes the locals know better. Did you guys have a feeling all along she's toast?
I think so for the most part, because, I mean, the evidence was especially overwhelming. They essentially got the whole thing on videotape, and, you've heard the saying, the tape doesn't lie. Well, I think that was pretty much some of the arguments that were made in court.
Yeah, I mean, first she says she didn't do it, and then she admits she did, but her self-defense, boy, 27 stabs, a sliced throat, and a shot to the head. It's hardly a case for self-defense, huh?
Yes, I think most people would make that observation.
Yeah.
That it's pretty hard to make that argument when the defense part of that is so extreme.
You guys say, glad to see this over, because it seemed like it brought such a crush of press to the area. I'm asking not just the news, but the local folks happy to have this out of their hair.
I think so. You know, they've been obviously following it since January for the past 4 months. And what's interesting about it, though, the way I see it, is if you went on the street and you talked to the people and asked them, hey, are you sick of the Jody Arias trial, you would definitely get a resounding yes. But it's like one of those train wrecks that you know that's coming, and you're waiting for that final crash. So when you go by a car crash on the freeway, or you see a train wreck, even though you say, well, you know what, I don't admit to wanting to know about that, I got to at least look over and take a peek. And I think that's essentially what happened here.
Oh, yeah, I saw the shots yesterday at the court. People from all over, they said, just descended just to be there. And I guess sort of one of those, I was there when moments, so they could say they were there. Now in Arizona, she's got to go over they start the sentencing phase. She's told Fox News she'd rather be dead. I think she's a devious woman, and she's using reverse psychology. She's devious in everything she does. I don't take anything she does at face value, and maybe she's hoping the jury will find out she'd rather be dead, so the jury will say, oh, we're not going to sentence you to death, we're going to give you life. I think she's calculating. I don't know, I'll get your opinion on that in a moment. And then the second thing is, if she gets the death penalty, besides all the appeals, what's the likelihood in Arizona that she gets put to death? Like in Pennsylvania, there's no chance. In Texas, it's a damn good chance. Where does Arizona fall?
If I had to guess, probably right in between, although I'd probably lean more towards the side that, you know, she probably will not end up getting death. To answer the first part of that, you know, of your comment there, I think that there's been some speculation that this is calculating on her part, that once again she's going into a manipulation mode to try to get some sort of best outcome for herself.
When you look at stuff like the OJ case or JonBenet Ramsey, or even the story which has us all like shrugging when they find out that two of the Castro brothers are now not going to be charged, and you think, how could the police never have been called to that house? How did they botch JonBenet Ramsey? It sounds like the Phoenix police from the get-go did a really good job on this. Is that a correct perspective?
It would appear that way, obviously, because they were able to make everything stick. One thing I should mention is I happened to get a chance to interview Jose Baez, who was the defense attorney for the Casey Anthony trial, and got some of his observations. And one of the things that he said to me was that he felt that Jody Arias actually did a very good job of testifying on the witness stand. But in the end, the evidence was just too overwhelming, and you have to give that credit to the police department.
Coming up, the record Dow, gun control, and the ongoing Boston Marathon bombing investigation, all in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with the number 8 item on the countdown this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average goes beyond the 15,000 mark. Here's host Joe Galuski with financial analyst Rick Reagan. They talk about what it is actually that sent the Dow over this point.
How'd it go that high historically?
Well, you know, Joe, this thing, we've been talking about it. One of the biggest reasons the market's going up is the Fed wants it to go up. They've been pushing interest rates down. So frankly, you can't go anywhere and make any money. I mean, you take a look at what you're earning on your bank CDs, you take a look at savings accounts, even bonds now you can't earn money on. So they take a lot of good alternatives away, and you couple that with stocks, companies actually performing very well. In earnings season, about 70-75% of companies beat earning expectations. It really gives you nowhere to go as an investor but the stock market and to some degree real estate. So as long as the Fed's keeping rates low and as long as corporations are continuing to make more money, I think this market is going to continue to go up. There's just not a lot of alternatives to put your money into.
And a possible recession is highly unlikely, at least for the time being.
Yeah, I definitely do not see a recession in the cards. It's almost, I don't know if it's accurate to use the word a Goldilocks economy, which means not too hot, not too cold, but I'll use that in reference to an economy for the stock market. It's not too hot. We're obviously not growing too fast, so that means the Fed is going to keep giving the stimulus that it's giving to the market, and it's not too cold, meaning I definitely do not see any signs of going into a recession. So as long as we keep just kind of plodding along like this, I think investors are going to be re- remaining remain optimistic about stocks as long as we don't hit a recession, which we're not going to, and as long as this economy doesn't start to really go on a tear, which it's not going to, I think it's that's a good environment for stocks as we move through the rest of the year.
The item at number 7, gun control, something new and exciting. No, not really. But let's listen to this angle taken by Talkos Dave Ross. He focuses on the gun buyback program in Seattle, which was attacked this week by Rush Limbaugh.
You may be wondering what's going to happen to the guns from the mayor's gun buyback program. They gathered about 700 guns before the open-air gun market broke out. I guess they got to fix that before next time. Anyway, the mayor announced yesterday that the guns will be melted down and turned into plaques. He had a little event at the Chihuly Glass Museum along with Michelle Bufano, who is the who runs the museum.
We're calling it Weapons to Words. We're taking the guns that were used as part of the city's gun buyback program, we're turning them into artful objects, and we're asking the students of our Seattle Public Schools, grades K to 12, to think about what gun violence is in their lives. We're asking them to think about the moments of senseless, chaotic, and painful violence that have touched our city. And we're asking them to help us shape those moments into something that is thoughtful and which endures and which symbolizes a new vision for our city.
So they're made into steel peace bricks. Privately funded, sounds innocent, kids can participate or not. Rush Limbaugh, though, put a slightly different spin on it.
The mayor is going to visit public schools around the city to hear from students about how gun violence affects them, and those messages of peace will then be represented on the bricks. And then what's supposed to happen, if you live in Seattle and you are tempted to use a gun, you don't. And you go to the nearest peace brick, and you read it, and that will inspire you not to use your gun.
Well, I guess you put it that way. It sounds kind of silly. Plaques with peace messages. I guess you could ridicule prayer, too, speaking words to this invisible entity asking them to solve all your problems. But here's the thing about the whole gun issue. What else can you do, right? If you're a politician who wants to show some results, or your teacher wants to teach some sort of lesson about violence, what can you do? You can't even pass a background check law in this country that an overwhelming number of Democrats and Republican voters think ought to pass. So politicians end up doing this stuff. Anyway, Rush, you needn't worry. Kids can still easily get guns. There are still plenty of ways for bad guys to get one, too. I don't know. I don't see the point in scolding people who are trying to strike a blow for less violence.
Item number 6, the Boston Marathon bombing aftermath. Here's host John Howell talking to Jeff Jacoby from the Boston Globe. They discuss the local support. I guess maybe when you look at the whole country, there seem to be a lot of people who want the death penalty for the surviving brother.
70% of Americans polled say, yeah, we're okay with it. And yet, and we're especially okay with it when it comes down to these guys that bombed Boston, the one that's still alive, even though Massachusetts is a non-capital punishment state. Only, what, 18 states are?
18 of the 50 states don't have capital punishment. Massachusetts is one of them. Although, because that has never been the will of the people in those states. Whenever it's been actually put to a vote, capital punishment is always defended. Even in Massachusetts, although I don't mention it in the language of the column itself, Massachusetts had a referendum on whether the state constitution should be amended to keep capital punishment out. They voted to maintain it. The legislature hasn't gone along with it, and the Supreme Judicial Court over here strikes it down. So there are some states where capital punishment doesn't get imposed because of, overriding political or judicial considerations. But whenever the people themselves are given a chance to vote on it, they support it. And you come to a case like this, the bombing with the brother number two, Jokhar Tsarnaev, the suspected bomber, and you consider the kinds of things that he did, that he's at least accused of doing, bombs in public places, blowing up an 8-year-old child, premeditation, malice aforethought, murder of a police officer. These are all what the lawyers call aggravating circumstances. And when you ask people in the broad abstract, are you for capital punishment, against capital punishment, currently about 65% will say that they're for it. But when you give them a specific case, a case like this one, and you say, are you for it, then across the board in this country, Americans are for it.
Coming up, tensions in Syria, and Mark Sanford makes a comeback next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi. Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Overview of the hot hits in talk radio up to number five on the countdown. What's going on this week in Syria? Here's what some talk radio folks, talk radio callers mostly had to say about Syria and whether or not it's time for us to get involved.
I think we need to bring the troops home and put them on our border. I don't believe we need to send our troops over to another country for another 8 or 10 year fight. Our debt is high enough. We're borrowing money from China to fight them. And I just feel like it's time we bring our troops home and put them on the border. We got to protect our borders. Russia and China is doing theirs. So why can't we and let the United Nations take over?
I wanted to comment that I don't think the discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria is at all realistic. It's quite clear that if the United States intervenes in Syria, we will be at war with Russia. And for the first time in decades, we're enjoying improved relations with Russia, particularly with regard to international security and suppression of international terrorism. So I'm puzzled that there's even a discussion about U.S. intervention in Syria.
Had we acted 2 years prior, we probably would have been able to do something. But now the regime is, you know, it's really entrenched. And, you know, you got China on one side backing them, and you got Russia on the other side. And it really makes for a bad situation. And it doesn't matter who's in office. If we had a Mitt Romney or President Obama right now, we're staring at a real bad problem. And the bad thing about it is if we try to bomb them and we hit one of their, weapons of mass destruction plants, it could possibly be worse, probably the worst thing we could do. So, looking at it, it's a lose-lose all the way around.
Number four item on the countdown, South Carolina's new congressman. Here are hosts Chuck Powell and Carrie Dozier talking about former disgraced South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford being reelected to Congress.
Mark Sanford is back in politics. He won a congressional seat in South Carolina where he originally was or used to be a governor and had to resign out of disgrace after it was found out that he was using funds, state funds, to fund his trips to South America to be with his girlfriend.
Appalachian Trail, South America. What is the big deal?
So, yeah, just giving you some background. That was the old Appalachian Trail joke that flew around for some time. And so he had to resign in disgrace. But a few years go by, a little time heals all wounds. Mark Sanford says, boy, I'm really addicted to being a political figure. I want to get back in. So he runs for a congressional seat in South Carolina, and he wins.
Yeah. Says a lot about it's not what you know or what you are. It's who knows who you are. And everybody knows who he is.
I think it's the ugly truth about the American voter. And I know people get angry with me when I say, if you don't follow the issues and you don't care and you don't understand the candidates, then just don't vote.
Oh, no, we're supposed to rock the vote.
Right.
We're supposed to encourage the vote. Right. We're supposed to just drive people to the polls to get them to vote.
I encourage everybody to be involved, and then your voice and your vote matters. But this idea that I don't know anything, except I think I've heard of Mark Sanford. I don't remember what he did, but I'm going to go ahead and vote for him. And he ends up back in office. Well, let me tell you what he did. He was the height of hypocrisy, and it's the one thing in life that I can't stand over everything else.
I don't remember. I mean, I didn't follow Mark Sanford before the Appalachian Trail thing, but I think that was kind of all you needed to know. And I, by the way, I'm not that kind of person who says, oh, you know, one strike and you're out. But this is a pretty big strike. I mean, this was a very public humiliation of his family. It was a very public lie while he was governor of the state. And so a lot of people were like, oh, he's done. How do you recover from that? Not only did he recover from that, he recovered quite quickly from that.
Mark Sanford's political comeback, the fourth most talked about item this week on News Talk Radio. Recapping the military sex abuse reports, number 10. Number 9, the Jody Arias trial. Number 8, the Dow industrial average going above 15,000. Gun control, number 7. The bombing aftermath, number 6. What's happening in Syria is number 5. Mark Sanford's political comeback, number 4. So, we'll take a shot with number 3, number 2, and number 1 being in our focus up next here on the Countdown.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Review. Let's get back to the things that were big during the week of May 10th. Up to number three on the countdown, the immigration amnesty issue. Here's host Robert Rees talking about a new report from the Heritage Foundation that discusses how much this latest immigration reform proposal is actually going to end up costing you and me as a taxpayer.
The Heritage Foundation mentioned that they were coming out with a press conference to give an estimation on how much the new amnesty bill would cost taxpayers. According to the Heritage Foundation, it would cost $6.3 trillion. That's trillion with a T. $1 trillion if 11 million illegal immigrants are granted legal access. According to Robert Rector, the Heritage scholar who prepared the report, says, quote, no matter how you slice it, amnesty will add a tremendous amount of pressure on America's already strained public purse. The reason why the cost would be so absorbent or so high would because the illegal immigrants would begin to apply for all of the different benefits that you can get from the government. Right now, we do know that there's a lot who already do get some of these benefits, but once they're all legalized, then that's it. It just opens the floodgates for them to go get food stamps and sectioning housing and just all these different things that are currently not available to them. It would also be Social Security. That's right. When you're talking about legalizing or giving amnesty to the illegal immigrants, you're talking about allowing them to get Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, housing assistance, food stamps, all these kinds of things like that. So Heritage Foundation estimates $6.3 trillion dollars from U.S. taxpayers in the time, in the era of sequestration. That's right. In the time and era of sequestration, oh, we don't have the money to have our airports open. Oh, we don't have the money for White House tours, but we have the money to go ahead and legalize a bunch of people who aren't supposed to be here legally. And spend $6.3 trillion.
Talk host Mike Rosen with former Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado, who says all this talk about amnesty is more about politics, as we can imagine, than real immigration reform.
You are one of those, and others have made the same observation, that this is not the overriding issue, immigration reform.
That's correct.
And in so many other areas, a lot of Latinos who are net tax receivers and figure to be are inclined to vote for Democrats anyway, regardless of what Republicans do on immigration reform.
They vote for Democrats for the same reason that people of other ethnicities and backgrounds and everything else vote for Democrats. They vote for Democrats because they want bigger government. It's got nothing or little to do with immigration. If, in fact, when you, in most polls, even the Pew Hispanic Trust, which is, of course, kind of leans to the left anyway, but in most polls, if you simply leave it open-ended when you ask Hispanics, what are your top issues, they don't even mention immigration. It's only when the pollster puts it into the mix does it come up at about fifth or sixth in importance. It's not. It's, you know, jobs, the economy, health care, and the rest of the stuff that... And even, unfortunately, when people consider the possibility that Hispanics have a sort of a cultural tendency to vote for more conservative people, or should, because they are opposed to abortion and opposed to gay marriage and that sort of thing, in fact, that's not true anymore.
Especially among younger generation.
Younger generation. 52 or 53% now approve of gay marriage and certainly are not opposed to abortions.
But you're a partisan Republican, as I am, even though you sometimes leave the party. I won't mention any specifics on that. out of some measure of necessity.
Yes. You know,
that was a very unusual event, the Dan May's candidacy.
It certainly was.
So if Republicans don't want to, at least nationally, in national elections like presidential elections, be a permanent minority party, if they want a shot, what can Republicans do to attract more Latino voters, since that Latino portion of the voting population is growing?
Well, it's why say to attract Latinos? You have to attract more people because, as I say, they're mostly voting on the same sorts of issues. There is, if in fact, it just came out the other day, although I'd seen this before, but it's now been, I guess, put out there by even more credible organizations, that if Romney had received 70% of the Hispanic vote, because everybody says, well, Romney lost because of the Hispanic vote. If he had received 70% of the Hispanic vote, he would have lost the election. He lost the election with white Americans. And
who stayed home?
Who stayed home and didn't vote. Now, so one of the things you can do is analyze why that happened on a national election. Why is it that Republicans did not get out and vote for Romney? Was he that bad a candidate? Was his Mormon background? Was it his rich white guy perception? It could certainly be those things, and if it's those things, you can address those things. Other than that, you really can't start to say, well, how do we twist, manage, and tilt the Republican message in order to get more of those people who want bigger government, but for one reason or other would come to us because we won't do it as quickly.
And that discussion leads us up to the number two item this week, the Cleveland captive case. And we'll discuss that here at Discussed on Talk Radio programs as the countdown continues.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number two, the Cleveland captives case. Here's host Mike Violette talking to ABC's Steve Portnoy about the status of the investigation, including the release of the two brothers of the main suspect.
Why were they thought to know? Was there any indication why, Stephen?
Police say that Monday night was rather chaotic when you had the release of the women, the arrest of the suspect, Ariel Castro. Remember, we heard on the 911 tape, Amanda Berry was asked who her abductor was, and she said, Ariel Castro. She never named any other men, but Castro was arrested at a McDonald's with his brothers. And so the assumption was the brothers had something to do with it. Police wanted to be able to interview the victims after a time that they would be integrated with their families and then establish whether or not the brothers had anything to do with it. Initially, on the police documents that held them, that ordered their being held, the brothers were arrested for complicity or being complicit in the crimes. But in the end, police say there's no evidence to substantiate that.
We're hearing some hideous, they may be anecdotal things, including serving the victims cake on the anniversary of the dates that they were abducted and things of that nature. Yes. As I'm reading here now, these women were kept bound in chains in the home cellar until their spirits were broken and they were allowed access to the rest of the house. It's just some incredible facts, which leads me to my question. The police were called several times during the years for domestic violence or something going on. Any reason at all they'd never went inside this place?
Well, they say that they were never actually called to report as with a report of anything suspicious going on at that particular address. There were two instances that they have on record that police responded to that address. One was Ariel Castro calling to report a fight in the street. That had nothing to do with the women in his house. And the other time was when he, as a bus driver, left a student on his bus. He claims it was inadvertent, but the student said otherwise. A criminal investigation was opened, and police did show up at his house, but apparently conducted the interview either on his front porch or down by the police cruiser on the street, because police never went inside. Child abuse investigators also went to the home to look into it, but he was not known to have any children in the house, and they didn't go inside.
Talk host Scott Sloan with the retired FBI agent Jeff Lanza. They talk about how investigators alone are going to try to piece together the events of the last decade as they build a case against the main suspect.
As I understand it, there are special FBI agents, each one assigned to these three women to try and get information out of them without being crass and without throwing them into a further emotional crisis they already are suffering from. And that has to be a very difficult thing for anyone to do, especially an FBI agent.
Yeah, it is a difficult job. However, there's a lot of training that goes into those type of scenarios for agents that have been doing those type of interviews. For example, you know, the FBI has been investigating in a big way human trafficking for, you know, maybe 10 years or so. And generally what we find in those kind of cases, which is very similar to what we have here, is girls being held against their will, and they're traumatized psychologically, and there's just a lot going on there. And so the agents that interview those girls in those cases receive special training. And we also have people that are not just agents, but that come from the community in women's shelters and so forth that are experts in that area as well. And so, you know, you take it very slowly. You take it one step at a time, and you give the girls a chance to, of course, get reacclimated to their new environment. I mean, this guy literally has taken away 31 years collectively out of these young girls' lives, and it's just unbelievable what they've been through.
Yeah, it's horrific. And, you know, when you're trying to get information, it's not like, you know, with the Boston bombings. There may be other devices out there. We gotta go at these guys in a different way than we would these victims of the crime, which is largely over, and the traumatization has been over. Do you wind up being a counselor to them as well as someone who's trying to glean information?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and that's what it takes. It's not a type of interview interrogation type of thing. But these girls obviously are not suspects. They're
sure,
victims of a
sure.
long-lasting crime. So it's a different type of interview. And you know, from what we can glean from the police reports, I mean, the guy responsible has been caught. So it's not about expediency and getting information to save other people, or like we had in the Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm. It's about just figuring out what happened. How did this go on for so long? And what did this guy do to keep those girls under control? And so that information will help in future cases. So those girls will probably be able to provide that valuable information because, you know, if this happened in one place, mm-hmm. it could be happening in other places right now, maybe not to this extent.
Yeah, we, you know, the J.C. Dugards, the Elizabeth Smarts, we hear these stories from time to time. This is the one that certainly the outcome is good on it, but how many of these things happen where the girls disappear and wind up dying over the course of 10 years that we never know about?
Yeah, that's very true. And you mentioned the J.C. Lee Dugard case. That went on for 18 years, and she was in plain sight. I mean, in the backyard, in a tent, with neighbors right there, 10 feet away. And no one reported or knew anything, thought anything was suspicious for almost two decades in that case.
Here's talk host Jordana Green talking to forensic psychologist Dr. Michael Wellner. They discussed the mindset of the three women that helped the suspect keep them prisoner.
With what you've seen from this case, would this qualify as heinous, atrocious, and cruel, and why?
Well, it's a great way to illustrate how something like this gets put into place. And of course, not knowing any of the specific details, let me share from experience and weaving in for your listeners to appreciate what happens in a situation so exceptional that you've got multiple captives who are held for a number of years in the middle of a neighborhood where the folks who might rescue them are just a short distance away. For those who've been following the case, it's eerily similar to the case of J.C. Dugard, mm-hmm. who not only was missing for many years, but had even at some point been incorporated into her captor's business. And she was interacting with members of the general public, mm-hmm. and all she had to say was, "I'm J.C., please get me out of here," and she did not. And, of course, as you alluded to, my own experience in working on the Elizabeth Smart case, at one point, even though Elizabeth Smart was up in the mountains and kept away from others for the most part, there was an experience in which she was in the library in Salt Lake City,
yes.
sitting at a table covered in a veil, where someone pointed her out as, "Hey, is that Elizabeth Smart?" A police officer, an experienced homicide investigator, comes up to her and questions her. She's silent. She has a veil on that her captor has put on her. And the captor actually talks this police officer out of pressing further, and she remains silent. All she needed to say then was, "Oh, God, get me home. Get me away from this person." So you have these cases, these crimes. People ask why they happen. here's how it weaves back into the depravity standard. The experience of kidnapping is only the beginning. The captor inspires a sense of fear, real, intense fear in the victim. And right from the start, what comes up in history in these cases, do not be surprised if it's a familiar pattern when we learn more about what happens in Cleveland, is that the captor immediately subjects the victim to unspeakable cruelty that's quite dehumanizing.
That leaves us at number one, the Benghazi attack hearing. That'll be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Weekend Edition.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I'm Doug Steffen. At number one this week on the countdown, the hearings conducted this week in Washington on the Benghazi attack. Host Tony Cruz with Ginger Gibson from Politico.com. They discuss what, if anything, has been learned from these hearings.
The Benghazi hearings reopened, pretty emotional. But did we learn anything new?
There was some new information. First off, Gregory Hicks, who was running the embassy in Tripoli at the time, gave the first public detailed account of what happened that night, going into great lengths about being awoken, what he was learning, what phone calls he was making. In the very sad moment where he received the call that Ambassador Stevens had died, also got some more details about what was happening that night and some details that are likely to reinforce some of the attack lines we've seen from Republicans thus far. Gregory Hicks telling the panel that there was a 4-person military unit in Tripoli and that they were told not to travel to Benghazi. Now, the Pentagon and the Department of State says that group was left in Tripoli because Tripoli needed the protection, and that they later had to evacuate that embassy. There were threats against the embassy, but clearly an unhappiness from both Hicks and Republican members of the panel that group had not been sent to Benghazi.
Specifically, to your point, Eric Nordstrom, who was responsible for overseeing the agency that secured the consulate prior to the attack, he praised the committee for continuing its probe, saying that there wasn't enough done either. I mean, it was clear that all three of these men felt that way. But I remember Nordstrom early on, like in the, I think it was day one or day two of the testimony we first saw. He was on the Hill saying that that not enough was done, that they told he was telling his superiors that they didn't have enough boots on the ground, that there wasn't enough protection from a long time ago. So from that standpoint, I think it's been politicized by both sides, to be honest with you. But I don't know why the White House doesn't want to get to the bottom of it so we can avoid these kind of things.
You know, one criticism we heard from Democrats, as they were very careful not to be critical of the witnesses or seek to really try to make them look bad, was that they understood that there were problems, that it was a very hectic situation, and that these hearings weren't serving to find what could be done better for next time or preventing a next time. And instead, they're just attempts to lay blame, to go after the administration or Hillary Clinton, especially since she might run for president. And that's the point they were making.
Here's talk host Rich Zeoli with a focus on why he thinks these hearings this week have been important.
I do care about Benghazi. I do care about Benghazi because it is crucial that you and I are given the truth from our government. Crucial. Unless it's to save lives of people in the field, which this wasn't for that reason. So I'm a person who demands truth from my government. Now, you can as well, or you can take the position of, well, this is a witch hunt, blah, blah, blah. You could do that if you want. But then remember then when the next guy comes along and lies to the American people and the other party wants to investigate it, that you made a claim that this was a partisan witch hunt and it's different then. We just have to have a uniform standard, I think, which is to say that when we are lied to as Americans, especially when Americans die as a result of that, we deserve the truth. We get to the truth and we pursue it vigorously. And my hat's off to Congress. My hat is off to the House of Representatives and Darrell Issa's committee for pursuing this investigation, because that's their job. It is a checks and balance. That is what they're supposed to do. We have to make sure that there is transparency in government. We have to make sure that we shine a light on this stuff. It's crucial. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered. There's a lot of testimony that was offered by those who were there in Libya, who saw it firsthand, who went through the attacks, who witnessed it, who saw the orders for the troops that were going on a rescue mission to stand down. And all of these things play together in a narrative that either goes to incompetence or serious sense of not caring or, at worst, very political motives. And at some point, the truth has to come out. At some point, the answers need to be fleshed out, so to speak. My biggest takeaway right now on this from the political perspective is that this is going to be bad for Hillary Clinton going forward. It seems as if the evidence that came out, the testimony and everything that was offered, points to the fact that the Secretary of State had the ultimate authority to decide when security should be relieved and when security should be increased at these diplomatic missions.
So let's recap here. The Benghazi hearing, most talked about item this week in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented so-called political talk radio. So let's go back through from number 10 to number 1, military sex abuse report, number 10. Jody Arias verdict, number 9. Dow industrial average going over 15,000, number 8. The gun control issue continuing, number 7. Boston Marathon aftermath, number 6. Syria, number 5. Mark Sanford's political comeback, number 4. Immigration reform, number 3. Cleveland captive case, number 2. And the Benghazi hearings. Now that's the number 1 item here on the weekly talk radio countdown show.
The talk radio countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.